This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do we even want to do this? Today seems like it sucks.
Honestly, yeah. It's a letdown.
When news matters to you, it matters where you get your news.
God, this is good. Mm-hmm.
If you are searching for news you can trust, then you are completely screwed. This is news. Or nope.
Good evening. Thank you for joining
what?
Us.
I just gotta know, will that ever stop being funny to me?
No, it won't.
Because it's just, you want this so bad, dude.
That his good evening is his, your, I don't know, hello? Or whatever.
Yeah, every time you say that, it makes me
hola. Hola. T-Hack will occasionally call me just to get me to go, hello. Why is that so? Okay. Sorry.
I don't know.
Sorry, I interrupted.
Good evening. Big news over the weekend. A big streamer has been kicked off of the Kick platform for life because he crashed his $200,000 McLaren live on stream. Did you see any of this?
I thought it was a Lambo. I didn't know it was a McLaren.
It was a McLaren. Whoa. He had just
bought
it. I'm
going to say news because I just want to hear more about this. I just saw, do you think he, I don't believe anything. I think he did it on purpose.
I know. Everything is so like scripted
it's so
now.
It's so staged.
Yeah.
It's so like.
It does. Yeah. So he's live.
How did he happen to be live when it happened?
Jack Doherty is his name. But these guys are just live all the time. Like that's what they do is they stream live. So they're just streaming. He just bought the car. $200,000. He's testing out the McLaren. He's got his phone in his hand, which is a big no-no.
Yes.
Everyone knows that.
Mm-hmm. But somebody's filming him from the passenger seat,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah. He's being filmed, and he's kind of looking back at the road, back down at his phone, the road, the phone, and then he just loses control, slides, crashes.
Okay.
And he has been banned permanently from Kick for...
they kicked him off the platform?
Yeah, endangering lives. He's like one of their biggest streamers. I don't watch any of the streaming stuff live, but I see all these guys, like their clips all the time on YouTube.
Kai's a big one as well.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. I've never seen his stream, but I see Kai's... Yeah.
I've never even...
What?
Okay. I shouldn't talk. I've never even heard of Kick before this moment. That's a real thing?
Yeah, it was like a... it launched, I think, and took a bunch of people off of Twitch. So they brought him with, like, and gave him big.
Okay. What's Twitch?
Is
this like TikTok, sort of? Wait, is Twitch the one that my son watches? Because it's all
probably.
Just dumb guys playing video games?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like Twitch.
Can somebody explain to me... You guys are young enough to... like. What's fun about watching somebody else play a game? Like, why wouldn't you just want to play?
Sometimes,
understand we all watch football, but
right.
It's like,
sometimes I do that, like Hogwarts Legacy. I was stuck on a thing, and I had to watch someone to figure out a walkthrough because I was rage quitting. so like, I'll do that, but just to constantly be watching as they're streaming, I don't know.
Like, I'll walk by my son's room in the middle of the night and it's just playing. Like there's just some bald dude sitting there playing some game and just talking trash all night long. He just leaves it on. I don't know if he's hoping that like information goes into his subconscious mind and he'll be better at Fortnite or Halo or whatever he's watching this. The guy's just blowing people up. Mm. And I'm like, okay, sorry, that's not what I meant to hit. I meant to hit this.
I like the other one more. This year's the most popular Halloween candy. Normally it's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, where they rightfully should be.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups as Halloween candy?
Yeah, the best one, the pumpkins and the ghouls.
Okay, but you didn't say that. News, what I'm going to give you this one.
What did I say?
You said Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Pumpkins are different than cups.
Oh, sorry. Like, well, I guess in general, the shaped ones are always better, but Reese's Peanut Butter whatever's are top tier.
Used to be number one. Was it number one last year?
It was last year.
So what has taken over the top spot?
M&M's.
No.
No. When's the last time you had an M&M, though? We keep them stocked at the Hack House. All the different flavors.
I always take a few handfuls when I'm there.
They're good. They're low-key so good.
Plain M&M's are ratchet.
You never have them.
Yes, you do.
And they have so many different
flavors
now.
They're always left over because nobody wants them.
Because no one eats them. Because
they're terrible.
Try eating them. They're good.
They're not.
They're so good.
For some reason, the tiny packets, the mini ones that you get while trick-or-treating,
yeah,
far superior to just like the resealable one.
What?
They just taste different.
They make them resealable. If I open a bag, it doesn't matter what size, I'm committed.
No, these are
other
big
than
bags.
The Costco tub. And by the way, the Costco tub
too much
of peanut M&Ms is just a death trap.
It is.
Yeah, but you're onto it. The peanuts, they have the
peanut is the only good M&M.
Now,
period.
Regular milk chocolate. Sometimes they have a fudge brownie. They
have
do
pretzel.
A,
they have what? Sugar cookie. No. They like
all those
caramel.
Nope, the caramel is okay.
The caramel. I could just chew on that for hours.
It's
so
good caramel.
Like
it's
thick.
Not good caramel. Chew. Okay.
That's
here's
the
my
problem.
Thing.
I don't want to chew it like
can
that.
Can we talk
that
about the peanut,
caramel's
peanut
hard.
Butter one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst M&M of all time.
No.
The peanut butter one?
Yeah.
It's so good.
Because it's big, right?
Yeah.
Kind of.
You think it's a peanut, so you're let down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bud.
Mm. It's nothing like grabbing something and like, I remember being a soda drinker when I was a kid and like, oh, you want some of my Coke? And like, yeah. And then you walk over and you're thinking, Coke, 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 Coke. And you put your mouth on the straw and you're like, and you suck up a big blast of Mr. Pibb. And you're like, you son of a, because it just, like your whole psyche, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. Or root beer. Yeah. Everything's
it's
a lie
just wrong,
all of a sudden.
And you thought it was going to be something. Yeah. And you're like, this peanut M&M is going to be the best thing. Like, no matter what, if you think it's a caramel M&M and you're like, and then you get that peanut, because the peanut M&Ms, the peanut butter M&Ms, it's not even good peanut butter. It tastes like the peanut butter powder. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like the protein powder?
You know there are people who literally buy they sell the powder at Costco, and then you make your own peanut butter with it.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
What?
Why would you I've never understood. If you're one of those.
What?
Yeah. They dehydrate peanut butter so you can rehydrate it at your house. What is wrong with people?
It has more protein in it.
I don't care. That's disgusting. It's like it's like box mashed potatoes.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
It feels like
just have mashed potatoes. Don't dry them out then just like what are you doing?
Okay,
all
gosh.
Things dehydrated unless you're eating like the dehydrated fruit and you leave it dehydrated.
I guess
then it's
like,
good.
Yeah, only if you're like an astronaut.
No, if you ever the dehydrated strawberries are kind of fun to pop one of those bad boys in.
Yeah,
your mouth.
They're sweeter.
Yeah, but you don't want to rehydrate it. Like you don't need to reanimate it.
Yeah. Yo, how do they rehydrate it? It seems like peanut butter would be hard to make.
It's a powder.
You just make it into like a...
You just pour water in it and like stir until it's peanut butter again. It's like, or just buy Jif, a-hole. Like, what are you doing?
You guys don't deserve peanut butter.
Let me just ask you this. Back to the Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Is this the study? So Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are number one, right?
They're number two. M&M's are number one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, yes, yes.
Sour Patch Kids are number three. But I have a feeling that's going to change this year because the Nerds Clusters, they're now selling those in packages to be handed
Shut
out.
Shut
I know.
Your face.
Wow, those are really good.
I am not a fruit candy person.
They're so good.
But that is the one fruit candy. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that I saw a study that said Colorado's favorite Halloween candy is the Hershey's Kiss. In Colorado?
What?
No.
I am disappointed in you.
Same. That can't be accurate.
First off, it's not Halloween candy.
No.
No, it's Christmas time.
It's not Christmas time. You just think that.
They're more popular around Christmas.
Yeah. Because they make them in red. But when do you eat the silver ones?
Just any
Random Tuesday.
Yeah, year round.
Yes.
That's just
yeah.
Yeah.
But if I go to somebody's house and they hand me a handful of stupid silver things, we're
egg in the house.
I was gonna burn it to the ground.
Oh.
But we're close.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.